USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's attorneys are getting the chance in his Senate impeachment trial to defend the president, and Deputy White House Counsel Patrick Philbin warns that impeachment could become the new normal in America.
The right conclusion is not that this body, this chamber, should try to redo everything.
Philbin also arguing against witnesses in the Senate trial.
That fails to conduct a thorough investigation, that doesn't come here with the facts established, that then this body should become the investigatory body and start redoing what the House didn't do.
More information is being made public about the other victims in the California helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter. The 41-year-old was on his way to coach his daughter's basketball game. Her close friend and teammate were also on board with her parents. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
Remembrances coming in from around the world on this International Holocaust Remembrance Day. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The world is marking Holocaust Remembrance Day. It's coinciding this year with the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the Nazi Auschwitz death camp. Robin Axelwood is with the Holocaust Memorial Center in Michigan.
We focus on the Holocaust primarily, but there are so many other genocides in the world. And so we also consider it our responsibility to talk about those atrocities.
Wall Street is closing sharply lower amid fears over the coronavirus outbreak. There are 5 confirmed cases in the United States, and the death toll has risen to more than 80 in China. Airline and travel-related stocks are among those being hit hard. The Dow lost 454 points to finish at 28,535. The S&P lost 51. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump continues on Capitol Hill, allegations by John Bolton that the president withheld military aid from Ukraine to pressure them into investigating political rival Joe Biden are unlikely to change any Republicans' minds, including Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia.
It really doesn't change anything. I mean, the issue here is how do we go about this process and taking the facts that the Democratic managers presented in the Senate. Did they make their case or did they not make their case? It's amazing to me, again, how we're having selective leaks at this point in time. I think it should be interesting to anyone how this happened. Remember, just right before the articles were voted out of the House, we had the Democratic's colleagues in the House actually talk about the left harness issue. It's always coming up at a moment in which, frankly, seemingly their case is the weakest. But here's the bottom line. Nothing in what we've seen so far, and it's simply just leaked parts of this transcript, has changed the basic facts of what we're talking about. There was no conditionality. The Ukrainians did nothing for the aid, and they got the aid. I think the discussions internally on how that went about, this really doesn't change anything, except it goes back to show that if he is such a relevant witness now, why was he not such a relevant witness for the House, and why did Adam Schiff have to plead to the Senate to call people now because he was scared of them going to court?
Colin speaking there on Fox News. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.